taken from the EP Live Nights in Venice Volume 1. This new formation of the Saints features original members Ed Cooper and Ivor Hay, backed by Peter Oxley from Sunny Boys, Mick Harvey from Birthday Party and the Bad Seeds, and Mark Arm from Mudhoney. They released that live EP recently on Bandcamp, and they will be doing a U.S. tour this fall starting in November in Los Angeles, and they'll be making their way out here to Brooklyn at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on November 14th. We then heard a slew of Beach Boys covers. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. Speaking of the aforementioned Joe Bielak, if you missed his show yesterday on the Mothership, he did an excellent tribute to Brian Wilson. Go check it out on the WFMU.org archives. First cover you heard was Sonic Youth doing I Know There's an Answer, taken from 1990's Goo. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Fun, Fun, Fun from 1986's Good Music album. Yola Tengo doing Little Honda from 1997. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes covering Sloop John B. And Mr. David Lee Roth and his hit single from 1985 covering California Girls from his debut EP Crazy from the Heat. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash for Strong Style coming up in a matter of moments. And make sure to keep those digital tuners locked. After Strong Style, you got Mike Sin and Matt Clark for What's Happening. Make sure to tune in for as many of the Rock and Soul shows as you can during the week. There's so many excellent programs every night. And of course, on the Mothership as well. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next Tuesday, adios.
Calling Mr. Ozzel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo cover. Beef for Vandal on the filter bar's head. When it's had enough for that, maybe you'll take him to bed too. He's alive, or he wishes he was dead. Turn up the TV, the wine list, then we'll suspect even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Sister are doing it again. They got the finest home movies that you have ever seen. They got a thousand variations, every service with a smile. They're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America's coming in a style. Turn up the TV, the wine was done, we'll suspect even your mother won't be. Smoking, a man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said he had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now. We put that past away. Turn up the TV, no one listening. We'll suspect even your mother won't be. So your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, hit, hit.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Me for help.
I didn't need your help.
You're sick, you know that, don't you? And what the fuck do you call 125 murders in 5 years, huh?
Work in progress.
Thank you. This next song is called I Sucks, but not as much as you. I suck, 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 but not as much as you. This next song is called Bomb Sticks and Cop It. Bomb Sticks, 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 Cop It. Bomb. This next song is called Shit. Fuck. This next song is called Fuck. Shit. This next song is called S.O.S.
There's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready? Go!
Oh, freaks. Cod Bonois. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash. It is 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. The Strong Style Dojo doors are open, and the most bone-crunching hour of punk rock on the radio is live on the air. We just heard from Private Function out of Melbourne, Australia, one of the most exciting punk rock bands currently walking Australia right now. They just put out a brand new album called Shrug. It's an old school shrugging emoticon. And we just heard a really killer sequence of songs from that album. The songs Art Sucks, But Not As Much As You, Bum Sigs Come Big, Shit, Fuck, and SOS, cover of the ABBA Classic. The Stalin was before that, out of Fukushima, Japan. We heard the song Nothing from the Mushi album from 1983. And to start off the set, Abura Dako out of Tokyo with Running High from their 1983 7-inch Flexi self-titled release. All of their albums, all of the Abura Dako albums are self-titled. And this is the one that was on a Flexi disc from 1983. Alright, we're gonna kick off round one with some Pink Shift out of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm really high on this band, and they have some new music coming out and just released a killer new single called Evil Eye, and we're gonna listen to that right now. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Eka so!
Feet szukasz jakichś punktów, lecz nic nie wiesz na pewno. Drzwi zamknięte to już znaczy tylko jedno. Głowy znowu pusta, gaś się ogień w twoich ustach. Znów nadchodzi kolejna zła noc, zła noc. I znikąd pomocy. I znikąd pomocy.
Your world, for your memories, find yourself, just to come down.
Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream, and we just heard from High Standard out of Tokyo with You Can't Hurry Love, a cover of the Supremes classic from their 2016 cover EP, Vintage Anew Gift Shits. The Heck was before that with their song High Fidelity Weekend, The Heck, all woman punk trio out of Japan, which features Saho on lead vocals, who is currently leading the band Aphids, a really ravaging band. This is the band that she did back in the day before the Aphids. FVK, the Fearless Vampire Killers, was before that out of Yokosuka, Japan. We heard their song Good for Health from the Return to Roots 8-inch from 1988. Punisher out of Yugoslavia was before that with Destroy. I'm getting that off the No Fate, a World Hardcore compilation. And speaking of the Punisher, I've been in a big mood for the comic book character, the Punisher. He's one of my favorite characters. Very compelling stories coming out of him. I was watching the new TV series on Disney Plus, The Punisher, featuring John Bernthal. It's I'm only a couple of episodes in so far. It's a little slow to get things started, but Bernthal's a fantastic Frank Castle, and character work's all there, so I'm very curious to see where this goes. And I was also reading a run that I read when I was younger from the early 2000s to mid-2000s, a comic book series, The Punisher, written by Irish author Garth Ennis. You might be familiar with that name if you know of a current TV series that is everyone's talking about right now, The Boys, a really demented, twisted, violent, and weirdly humorous satire on superheroes. Garth Ennis created that the comic book series that was based on, and that same twisted mind also had a run of The Punisher, and it is, God, it is the most ballsy thing Marvel Comics has ever published. It's super violent, really dark, and with that same twisted sense of humor that only Garth Ennis can get out of ultra-violent. So I highly recommend you check out that series. It's incredibly well-written. Let's see, what did we hear before that? Post Regiment out of Poland was before that, with their song Numer from their self-titled album, recently re-released on vinyl. You can find that on Bandcamp. Arse was before that, out of Sydney, Australia, with First World Fever from a brand new compilation of all of their recordings called Complete Arse. And to start off the set, Pink Shift out of Baltimore with a brand new single of theirs called Evil Eye. All right, I gotta get around to playing some Rebel Riot out of Myanmar. They are a ferocious band, one of the most ferocious bands in the world. They put out an album last year called Two Dear Comrade, an incredibly powerful album that I could have sworn I played more tracks off of. But as it turns out, I've only played one, which is really surprising because I thought that album was just the sheer power of it alone is really killer. So I'm going to play a song off of it right now called Alerta Antifa Fight Back. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
I'm We'll be right back. orders. I just received new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled. We can all go home. Bison is getting paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here will have died for nothing. But we can all go home. Meanwhile, ideals like peace, freedom, and justice, they get packed up, but we can all go home. Well, I'm not going home. I'm gonna get on my boat, and I'm going upriver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch bison's ass so hard that the next bison wannabe is gonna feel it. No, who wants to go home? And who wants to go with me?
Those words, Guile.
Anytime, dickhead.
Go!
time.
You listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from the Hat Trickers out of Tokyo, Japan, with their song Dear Skinhead Girl from their 2003 debut album Ultra Punk Druids, which is available in the USA for the first time ever through Puke and Vomit Records. So definitely check that out. The Hat Trickers are a workhorse punk rock band hitting the scene hard. Before that, we heard from Family Jewels, a YouTuber guitarist. We heard him covering a classic song from Street Fighter II, Guile's theme, the USA stage theme. Nail Bomb, featuring Max Cavalera, was before that, one of my ultimate metal gods. We heard the song Wasting Away from the Point Blank album. The Comes before that, with Heavy Metal Diss, performed live in 1982 at the Shinjuku Loft. I'm getting that from Ballroom of the Living Dead, which is a compilation of two complete live recordings of theirs. Ikras out of the UK. They're a Muslim band out of the UK. We heard their song Anwach al-Mot from their brand new EP of the same name. And to start off the set, The Rebel Riot out of Myanmar with Alerta Antifa Fight Back. Alright, I got some coming attractions for the world of WFMU. The world famous Terry T is coming to Brooklyn. She is going to be DJing at the Lucky Dog Tavern in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at 303 Bedford Avenue this Saturday. And she is going to be joined by DJs RKO and Jen Jones. And then finally, calling all emo kids, DJs Jen Jones and RKO are holding an emo night at the Ghost Hawk Brewery this Friday in Clifton, New Jersey from 6 to 10 p.m. And it's going to be a whole bunch of old and new emo, expertly spun by two professional DJs, two of the best professional DJs in the game. And, you know, I was never really into emo until I was much older. I became aware of emo in, like, the early 2000s when it just broke mainstream and all the bands really sucked, but it wasn't until much later that I really dove into the history and found all of the, you know, quintessential 90s alt-rock bands, and one of them that I really grew to love was Texas Is the Reason, and we are going to close out the show with my favorite song of theirs, Dressing Cold. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark, coming up right after this.
music. This is your swinging station.
A change. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You are listening to the What's Happening program Tuesdays from 9 to 11 here at WFMU HQ. I'm here with my good friend Mike Sin. Good evening, Mike.
Hello, everybody. How's it going over there, Matt?
All good. Good evening to everyone who's listening live. If you're listening in the archives, thanks for checking out the show. The comments board's open. Come join us. We're going to be here with you for the next 2 hours, just spinning a lot of 45s, some LPs, some random stuff. Mr. Mod's going to be taking your request because he's back. All and a right. Big thanks to Mike Sin for that great 2 hour Rankin Full Stop last week. Thanks for helping a guy out over here.
No problem. It was fun to bring it back. Gave me a reason to bring back that show. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Well, it was a great fun show.
Thanks.
Also, speaking of great shows,
yes,
we have to thank the additional person to the Super Tuesday lineup.
And who would that be,
pray
tell?
That would be Tom Dash.
Look at that. Very nice.
Yeah, Tom Dash used to do a great funk show here on the Rock and Soul Radio Stream back in the early days of the retooled Rock and Soul Radio Stream. But Tom is back with his Mothership show, and you can listen to that live at 4 p.m. Eastern here on Rock and Soul Radio. So don't miss it. So thanks to Tom Dash on a successful first show. Also, big thanks to Frank and Queens with The Hard Stuff, Joey D with Kicking Out the Jams, and Chris Crash with another great Strong Style. Thanks to those guys for keeping it going on Tuesday.
Yeah, big lineup on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Hey, we started off with the Beach Boys, Surf's Up.
Yeah.
Because sadly, we lost Brian Wilson last week. There's been some great tributes here on WFMU, like Dave the Spaz had DA the DJ and Dennis Dykin on the other last week, and it was
last
just
Thursday.
A great show.
Yep.
And you did a fantastic 4 hour special yesterday. There's been great tributes from Joe Bielock and so many more. Brian Wilson had such an impact on the WFMU DJs, as I know he did on all the listeners here.
Yeah.
So just wanted to pay a little tribute to the great Brian Wilson with Surf's Up from cut in late 1966. That was a Capitol 45 that came as an additional 45 in the Fantastic Smile box set
right.
that came out in 2011, where you finally got to hear everything officially from the Smile Sessions. And that is an amazing box set.